For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Adam Schiff, the Democratic U.S. Senator for California, visited San Bernardino Valley College on Monday. He was there to visit the site of a future campus housing project and also held a roundtable with SBVC students. KVCR's Madison Ahmet was able to speak one-on-one with Senator Schiff. She asked him about who he plans to endorse for governor.
I haven't decided. I frankly feel so burned by the endorsement I made, I'm reluctant to wade into the governor's race again.
Schiff had endorsed former Congressman Eric Swalwell, but then withdrew his endorsement after Swalwell was accused of sexual assault. Schiff says he may be inclined to endorse someone in the primary if concerns over two Republican candidates advancing grows among Democratic voters.
So I'm looking for a governor that can break through the red tape, that can make sure the state works with local government and the federal government to incentivize getting to yes quickly on new housing development, and can work on bringing the cost of that down. Sadly, during this presidency, we also need someone who can fight back against the hostile administration, and so I'll be looking for that as well.
Schiff also spoke about how he plans to help Californians navigate increased gas prices being affected by the war in Iran. The state is set to lose 200,000 barrels of oil a day, according to the California Energy Commission.
As recently as a few days ago, I offered another War Powers resolution, forced a vote on it in the Senate. We did get bipartisan support from two Republican senators. We needed at least four. So we're going to keep up the effort to end the war. That's probably the most dramatic thing we can do. More broadly, though, we have to invest in alternatives to oil, to force oil to compete with renewable sources of energy.
Schiff also discussed artificial intelligence issues with students and urged them to vote in the upcoming midterm elections. The race for California Insurance Commissioner is usually a sleepy one, but as the state faces a worsening coverage crisis following wildfires, candidates say there's a lot at stake. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more on who's running.
Six leading candidates are running to replace the current commissioner, Ricardo Lara, who's termed out. Democratic State Senator Ben Allen represents Pacific Palisades. Republican Merritt Farren lost his home in the Palisades fire last year. Former Democratic State Senator Stephen Bradford has experience working for Southern California Utilities. Republican Stacey Korsgaden worked in the insurance industry. Democrat Patrick Wolf has never held public office, but is a financial analyst and two-time U.S. chess champion. And Democrat Jane Kim is running as the most progressive candidate and leads the California Working Families Party. All candidates agree premiums have gotten too expensive and the state needs more accountability for insurance companies. Some argue the state needs to bring more companies in to increase competition, while others say the state needs to take on a bigger role and explore public options for providing insurance. The top two vote-getters in the June primary will head to the general election. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Beginning today and continuing to the day of the primary election, Riverside County residents can see exactly how vote-by-mail ballots are processed and counted. The Office of Registrar of Voters is offering, quote, election observer tours so that residents can see behind the scenes and how these ballots are handled. The tours will be held every Tuesday and Thursday until June 2nd. Tours are at the agency's headquarters at 2720 Gateway Drive in Riverside, generally from 11 a.m. to noon or from 4 to 5 p.m. A young Southern Sea Otter named Ray has become a surrogate mother to an orphaned pup, Sunny, at the Aquarium of the Pacific in California. They arrived last month through a surrogacy program that it runs with the Monterey Bay Aquarium. This program pairs maternal-age female otters with motherless pups to help them survive. Ray, once stranded herself, is now teaching Sunny essential skills, though neither can return to the wild. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.